We've had all sorts of comments like, no longer can one enjoy an adult evening without feeling one is dining in a creche. I'm sick of going into a pub and feeling I'm at play school. We now look for pubs where children are actively not welcome. Far too many pubs are allowing children to run around playing near the bar. It's very sad. We've had lots of our readers saying, please, can we introduce a no children symbol and put it at the top of pub's entries where children are not allowed?
It all sounds a bit sour and miserable, doesn't it?
It does sound a bit sour or miserable, but I think really it's the sort of toddlers that are allowed to sort of run around unchecked while their parents are sitting having a drink or halfway through a meal and chatting with friends, and they can't be bothered to keep getting up and going to grab their toddlers and put them sitting down again. They just think, oh, well, you know, they won't go outside, they won't get run over, you know, it doesn't matter. But there are lots of people sitting in the pub who are thinking, oh, goodness, I wish they'd leave.
I mean, other countries welcome children in their bars. Shouldn't the British be a bit more tolerant of children?
Well, again, I think there's a sort of middle ground point here. I mean, I think there's 90% of the pubs in our book say that they actively do welcome children. But I think they would rather that they weren't running around tripping up waitresses and banging into people and, you know, treading on dogs' tails and this kind of thing. So I think we've got to find a sort of a happy medium.
What might that mean in practice? Restricting the amount of time children are allowed in pubs?
A lot of pubs do stipulate quite clearly that they will only allow children, say, at lunchtime or only up until 6 or 8 p.m. and they're not allowed anywhere near the bar counter, and they must, you know, perhaps there are room restrictions that they're only allowed in the restaurant or the dining room, or maybe they're only allowed in the lounge. So I think a lot of pubs do try very hard to sort of make things easy for those who don't want children, but also for those who do want to come in with their families and have a nice family time.
But again, you don't see these sort of restrictions in European bars. You know, is this a peculiarly British problem?
I think it is a purely British problem, actually. I mean, a lot of continental places seem to have children who are quite happy to sit down and chat with their aunts and uncles and parents and not have this great desire to get up and run around screaming once they've had their food and they're bored.
One of your readers reports asking a father to keep his baby quiet. I mean, anyone who's had a baby knows that's easier said than done.
Yes, I know. No, I do agree. I'm sort of stuck in the middle here, trying to sort of see both people's points of view. I mean, it's very hard for the landlords because they don't want to ban families, because obviously if a family are coming in with, you know, to have a meal, it's bringing in much needed revenue. But at the same time, they also want to keep, you know, the people who don't want children making a noise happy. So it's very, very difficult. It's a very fine line to cross. And you know, we do get an awful lot of letters from families saying that they're fed up in some pubs, obviously not all of them, but in some pubs they're made to feel sort of like lepers, and, you know, they go in with their family and they're treated with disdain and coldness, and it spoils their visit.